Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and as always, I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. Like I said, this is episode 10. Well done for making it this far into our introductory series. If you haven't listened to the previous 9 episodes, where have you been? Go do that now, please. Thank you. All right. In this episode, we are going to be talking about the first 100K, the hardest yet the best. And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let's go. Let's start this episode with a quick shout out to all our new listeners out there. Really appreciate you and welcome to the dividend investing community if you are just starting. We'd love to see you listening from Germany, South Africa, Bermuda, Malaysia, Israel, Estonia, Norway, Canada, France, Australia, Italy, India. There's so many people listening all over the world. I just wanted to take the time and say thank you for listening. And a special shout out to Dividends Daily, who listened to us last week, hit us up on Instagram, and was just sharing the love. It's always good to hear from new dividend investors and dividend investors out there. Next week is our Q&A session. So if you want, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, ask us a question, and we will address it in next week's Q&A session. Now, since there are so many new people listening every week, I just want to take the time to remind you that I am not a financial advisor. And even in this episode, full disclosure, we are talking about the first 100K, but my portfolio personally isn't yet at the 100K mark. So we are all on this journey together. And if you've already hit that 100K mark in your dividend portfolio, then let me know if what I'm saying is true for you and was true for you. All right, the first 100K, it is often the hardest yet the best. But what does that mean when building a dividend portfolio you can bank on? Reason number one why the first 100K is the hardest yet the best is because 100K is a lot of money. I don't know about you, but I have never had 100K saved, talk about invested, or even 100K to my name at one single point in time in cash, right? It's a lot of money. I'm going to say it again, 100K is a lot of money. I know we live in the days of millionaires and billionaires and whatever else, right? Trillionaires probably very soon. But 100K is still a lot of money. Don't let anyone else fool you. It is a lot of money. And just in case you are in any doubt, the vast majority of that first 100K is going to come from you, you know, saving and putting it away. Some of it will come from dividends that you've been paid that is reinvested in your portfolio. Some of it will be capital appreciation from the stocks that you've already bought going up in price. But the vast majority is going to be cold, hard cash that you've had to put away and invest to get to that first 100K. Now, don't let anyone deceive you. Warren Buffett and his friends are not going to show up at your door tomorrow and give you 100K. Hold on, guys. Hello, Mr. Buffett. Oh, the Queen of Sheba and Scooby-Doo, come in. What can I do for you today? Oh, you have 100K to give me to invest? Thank you very much. Since you're all billionaires, why don't we make it 100 million and I'll get the kettle on for a cup of tea? That is not going to happen, guys, okay? Nobody's going to give you this first 100K. You have to do it yourself. And that's why it's probably the best. That first 100K is going to teach you what it really means to be wealthy. You're going to have to work for quite a while to get that 100K up. And I guarantee by the time you hit your first 100K, you're never going to think about money or investing the same way, because you literally started from, let's say, zero. You started from nothing, and you've saved and you've invested and you've grown that nothing into 100,000. That is incredibly, incredibly hard to do. Now, I just want to make it a bit more real for people who don't realize how hard it is to save 100K. Not investing, just saving 100K. Let's just come up with a hypothetical scenario. If you were saving and you were just putting it under your mattress, how long would it take you to get to 100K, right? There's no interest, there's no dividends, just getting to that pure 100K value. So if you're saving £500 a month, each year you're saving £6,000. 100,000 divided by that 6,000 is 16.667 years. Again, 16.6667 years. So it would take you the best part of 17 years to save 100k if you were saving £500 every month. 16 years. Okay, let that sink in. £500 a month would take you 16 years to get to 100k. Even if you're reinvesting dividends, you know, you get a really good annual growth rate of, let's say, 6%. It's still gonna take you a while. But like I said, the habits, the discipline, the consistency you're gonna learn in those years is what is gonna make sure that you end up hitting your goal and you build real wealth in the years that follow that. Now, again, full disclosure, I am not even investing £500 every month, and most people won't be, because even £500, it's a big ask to invest consistently. So why do I think it's possible? Well, I think it's possible because as you continue to invest and you get closer and closer to that 100k, first you hit 10k, then you hit 20k, then you hit 25k, you already start to adapt and change and build your confidence, grow your streams of income, reinvest your dividends as you get closer to that 100k, and you realize that the first 10k might be really hard to save, but the next 10k will be slightly easier, and the next 10k will be slightly easier, and before you know it, your last 20k of the 100k will probably be the easiest of the first 100k, because you learn and you grow, especially as you see yourself getting closer and closer to that goal. Now, the first 100k is really just the first big milestone when it comes to building real financial independence and wealth. I really like the saying by Confucius: when it's obvious that your goals cannot be reached, don't adjust your goals, adjust the steps you're taking to reach them. And I like it because actually in these days, people are very, very quick to give up on their goals. What makes you think you're going to achieve a smaller goal? Dream big and keep adapting and changing to get there. Unfortunately, most people will not even hit the first 100k because they fail to adapt as they go along. They may get to 10k, they may get to 20k, they may even get as close to 99k. But some people just don't have what it takes mentally to adapt and to keep changing and to keep growing. And when I say keep changing and keep growing, I'm not talking about, you know, changing stocks every week. I'm talking about changing your mindset about money. There's no way you're going to think the same way when you have £100,000 or you're close to having £100,000 as you do when you only had £1,000 invested. You have to continually change and grow. And if the actions you're currently taking, like, are taking too long to get to your goals or are not gonna help you achieve those goals, what you need to do is adjust your actions. Don't adjust the goal. Reason number two why the first 100k is the hardest yet the best is inflation. More specifically, lifestyle inflation. Now, let me take a few moments just to explain what I mean by lifestyle inflation. Lifestyle inflation is what happens, or is the psychological phenomenon that people are subject to when they experience an increase in their wealth. They think that they can also increase their spending. And technically, because of credit and other financial systems that we live in, you probably could increase your spending, but it doesn't mean that you should. Now, for example, when someone has been saving for a long time, working hard, they finally got their dividend portfolio to 80k, so they haven't reached 100k yet. They feel wealthier than they did when they only had 8k invested. Now, it's very easy to let the mindset sneak in that, yeah, I have 80k. Yes, I haven't reached 100k yet, but it's inevitable. So I might as well, you know, go on 3 holidays a year instead of 2 holidays a year, or buy that new car that I've always wanted. I often see this when people get a pay rise at work. Often the pay rise isn't even in line with inflation, but people feel like they can increase their expenses often more than the amount that they actually got a pay rise in. So, for example, at the end of the financial year, your boss says, okay, we're going to give you a £2,000 pay rise. What most people will do when they feel that wealth effect, they will end up increasing their outgoings. either buy the full £2,000 or probably more in most people's cases. Now that is straight lifestyle inflation. You do not have to spend more just because you are earning more. Inflation generally is going to do that for you anyway. Prices are going up, usually faster than wages. So you cannot just increase your spending as you feel wealthier. It's a very hard thing to do. So the simple way I can put this is to think of investing as planting an apple tree. And, you know, when it's just a seedling, that's your first £1,000 invested. Eventually, as you continue to tend to it and you put more and more into it and you make sure that it's getting enough water and everything, eventually it starts to bear fruit. It might not be your full tree yet, but it gives you your first apple, right? Now, the stupid thing to do, I'm sorry to say, is to cut down your plant, your apple tree, your growing apple tree, and to eat that one apple. That is lifestyle inflation. As soon as people see some sort of increase, they want to spend it straight away. Instead, what they should be doing is continuing to tend to it. So when you get closer and closer, once you begin to feel wealthier, what you should actually be doing is continuing the same habits that have brought you so far or improving on them, not starting to withdraw and take your money out. The best thing to do would actually be to take that one apple from your apple tree and take the seeds and plant more apple trees until you get to the stage where you have so many apples that it doesn't matter how many you eat, you're still gonna have more than enough apples. Simply put, most people start eating into their wealth too soon. That's why they never reach 100K or even beyond. So 100K is a lot of money to you, but it's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. 100K will not buy you everything that you want, and it certainly won't give you financial freedom or the dividends that you need to live financially free. So when you get your first 100K, your first 200K, whatever the value is, remember not to increase your expenditures, not to suffer or try not to suffer from this lifestyle inflation mindset, thinking that you can spend way more just because you have a bit more money than usual. It's interesting that the richest people, the billionaires, often live a relatively modest life. They probably spend a fraction of a percent of the wealth that they have. But we who are just starting this wealth journey and probably will never get to be as rich as they are, spend 100% of our wealth, if not more, in our lifetime. We need to get into the mindset of living below your means and giving your wealth the opportunity to multiply in such a way that you never have to think about if you have enough to sustain yourself. I know I've gone on at this point, but this is a nagging point because lifestyle inflation is a secret killer. I've been there myself, and most people will be. It is difficult to still behave the same way as you did when you had nothing invested. You will feel richer than when you started. You are richer. The problem is you are not rich enough to start enjoying those riches. Now, I'm not saying don't be happy with the money that you've made. Don't spend it at all. What I am saying is that don't go above your means to the extent that you start to damage your real chances at building wealth. And only you will know what that looks like. Once you get to 100K, if you did nothing else and just kept reinvesting the dividends, your next 100K would happen in half the time that it took you to get to the first 100K. To summarize, I'm going to quote Warren Buffett. He said that investing is simple, but it's not easy. And that's why most people fail. Yes, investing is very simple, but it is not easy. And it is true when it comes to the first 100K. It sounds simple and it is simple, but it is not easy to do in terms of time, in terms of consistency, in terms of lifestyle inflation, in terms of all the other things that will happen in your life. But you can do it. If you want to make sure that you hit your first 100K, keep it simple, stay diligent, and I've said it many times before, automate your investing. Eventually, you'll get there. Remember, Investing is not a race, but if it was a race, it would be a marathon, and everyone has a different finishing line. So don't worry about how long it takes you to get to your first 100K. I'm going to say that again. Don't worry about how long it takes you to get to your first 100K. Just get there. And I guarantee, as you're on your journey, you will grow and you will get there faster and faster. And once you've got your first 100K, don't inflate your lifestyle. Keep growing. And before you know it, you'll be achieving your goals. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. My name is Banky. And remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. You've been listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.